Are there any public comments from the board? Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to make a public comment? Item 4, regular agenda. Item 4.1, discussion of possible action to approve the minutes for the May 7, 2025 substandard structure review board meeting. Is there a motion?
Motion approved.
I'll second.
All in favor,
say aye. Aye. Motion carries. Item 4.2, report from the building official regarding the status of property located at 112 East Marlin Street, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 3, Lot 8, Block 32, and the status of the compliance of the SSRB orders 25-03 of March 5th, 2025. Come on down.
Good afternoon, Mayor and council members.
How are you doing today?
Everything good, sir. Thank you.
Good.
Let me see. Oh, okay. There's my presentations that we posted on the agenda.
Technical difficulties.
While we're waiting, Feely, I got a call from a longtime local this week, Miss Lynn Tate. She was bragging on all the assistance you provided her, and she just wanted to let us know what a great job she thought you were doing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. No, May 7. No. Go down. That's all. That's the only one we have. Can you log into my email, please? Okay. Okay.
Okay, so starting with 112 East Marlin, they haven't been able to obtain the permit because they're still missing some items. First of all, the structural report from the engineer, Mr. Benavides, has stated that the engineer has it already. However, we haven't received anything from CASA Engineering, which is their engineer. A detailed timeline to include date, scope of work, phases of project as requested. So that is a timeline that we received from...
Okay. Turn it sideways. There you go. Perfect.
That's the timeline we received from them. We already replied to their email stating that we needed something more detailed and clear as far as dates, times... And same thing with the project cost.
Yeah, this is pretty vague, and there's no start time here, so I can't do a lot with that.
Okay, let's move to West.
We're gonna close that item out. We're gonna go to
okay.
Part B, discussion of possible action regarding the property located 112 East Marlin Street, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 3, Lot 8, Block 32, including the issuance. of additional orders. I'm going to recommend we don't make any additional orders today because we don't have legal here. That would be my motion.
Didn't we get the engineering report last meeting?
It's incomplete still.
From CASA that we got.
It's still pending. We haven't gotten an engineer's report yet. So yeah, we're still where we were last time, but now we have a construction schedule, but it doesn't have a timeline, so it means nothing.
It was just the plans.
Just a what?
Plans. Proposed plans.
All right. But it was submitted by the engineer.
Yes, sir. Okay. However, he is missing the report.
Okay. All right.
Motion is for no action. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, this is item 4.3, report from the building official regarding the status of property located at 204 West Gardenia Street. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 8, Lot 19, Block 16, replot of Sections 1 through 1440, Section B, multifamily dwelling, and the status of compliance with the SSRB orders 25-01-A.
Filiberto Alba, building official. Good afternoon, Mayor and Council members. So for 204 West Gardenia, we have the same issue here. They haven't been able to provide us with all the requested items, so they haven't obtained a permit yet. So some of the items they're missing is, again, a detailed timeline to include dates, scope of work, and phases of the project, revised project estimate, the $100,000 bond for the possible demolition of the property. We already emailed Mr. Llerena, letting him know that they're still pending the $100,000 demo bond. So we made this presentation last Friday, and they haven't submitted the signed and stamped set of structural plans, which they did, I believe, last Monday. So we, yes, last Monday they sent us the stamped and signed structural plans for the repairs of the wood frame floors.
Just for the wood frame floors?
Only the floors, yes.
Not like wall sections or?
We do have the typical details for wall sections. However, I requested Mr. Llerena to send us a detailed scope of work and even a architectural plan will help letting us know which walls were gonna be repaired and what was gonna be the extent of work. It was just typical details on how a wall has to be framed up.
So it's pretty vague.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I wanna close out that and go to section B. It's a discussion and possible action regarding the property located at 204 West Gardenia Street. Legal description, Padre Beach, section 8, lot 19, block 116, replot, sections 1 through 1440B, multifamily dwelling, including the issuance of additional orders. Is there anyone here to speak on behalf of the property?
Yes, good afternoon, Council. Andres Garcia Moreno on behalf of Mr. Carlos Llerena. And we have been working very close contact with Mr. Filiberto to try to get all these points addressed. I know we had some issues with the bond, but we did resolve that. And we had some issues with our engineer, given, you know, the recent flooding that happened in the valley. It just threw out of whack the whole Atlas Engineering, who is our main engineer. But we are starting to get back on track to get all these things up in order. And if we want more detailed projects, we can definitely work on that so we can get started as soon as we can. I mean, if the city allows us, we should be able to start even next week. But if the city is asking us for more detailed plans and time estimates, then we can definitely work on that so that we can get this ball rolling.
Please address the mic. Who are you?
Mayor and Commissioners, thank you for allowing me to speak.
What's your name, sir?
Carlos Llerena, I'm the owner.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to apologize. Last time there was miscommunication. I wasn't here at the meeting. That was my fault, and I apologize. I want to thank your building department. They have been very good to work with. Like my attorney says, we are working with our engineer. He's been slow because of some stuff that has happened, natural causes. But We do have the engineering plans that have been submitted. We did. I had submitted an email, but I'll provide a more detailed email. Before we had, we were looking at trying to do 12-month repairs. We've got 2 months from those repairs, so that we want to see if we can get started next week with the foundation repairs, 3 months for those foundation repairs, and then the rest of the time, 7 months to do all the other repairs. We appreciate you working with us, and we definitely, this is important for us, it's important for the community, and we want to comply with the board.
Feely, what's missing right now for them to do all that stuff you gentlemen just talked about?
Yes, Mr. Rico. So as Mr. Llerena mentioned, I guess yesterday he proposed to obtain a permit for the repairs of the wood frame foundation only to start with the renewal of the floors, which I think it would be a good option because we're still missing all that information about the walls. We're also missing information about balconies, decks, stairways, which wasn't included on the first set of structural plans, nor on the detailed timeline and scope of work.
So time there couldn't be any permit issued. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I think that's possible, yes. But we're still missing the $100,000 bond.
Sir, what's your timeline on the bond and all those items that Feely just mentioned?
Well, we had actually already got the bond back in April when you had originally requested, and we worked on that, and I believe we had already forwarded to the building department. If you haven't received it, I'm sure we can call our agent and have that mailed over tomorrow.
And the other items?
The other items for the engineering report, we'll have to address that with the engineers. But again, I know it's a good starting point that we at least have the first set, you know, starting with the floors.
What we want to do is we just want to get started with the repairs and then keep working with the building department with the other repairs as to make sure that they're pleased with what we're doing. The main thing is we want to get started with the repairs, with the foundation repairs. So we figure if we can get started with the foundation repairs, it'll give us a little bit of time to work with the building department to continue working on what they're looking at.
We want you to get started also. That property is accruing a $500 a day penalty, and the grass is high. It's a real distressed piece of property right now. Yes, I also noticed on the CAD site, it's been removed from the property tax roll for improvements. Was that something you all did, or was that Cameron CAD?
Looks like the Cameron County Appraisal District has it listed as a condemned property and that has no value on the structure.
Did you have it condemned or did they do that on their own?
No, we have nothing to do with it. No. I'll check into that, but that, I don't know what that is. No.
Yeah, it says it has a status of, I don't know, Ken, you're on that board. Do you know what CSDA means for the description of the improvements?
The improvement value is zero. They took it down $400,000 from the previous year.
Yeah, no, I see that. It's zeroed out.
It could be a different.
Somebody had to ask for the condemn. I mean,
it could be a different account. I'm not sure. I haven't checked it, sir.
Well, it's showing the whole property and SBI Faith Enterprises Inc. Right?
Yes, sir.
You all asked for it to be.
No, sir. We haven't asked them anything. We haven't been in communication.
No, sir.
Well, it's weird. Is it had zero value? Well, no, I don't know what it had. So, okay.
No, the improvements are at zero value. The land value
is the improvements
$584,000 and change for the four lots.
But we do want to make we did provide them the construction plans so that hopefully we can get the building permit for the foundation repairs and then work with them to get whatever else is needed for the other repairs.
Do we think we can achieve this in the next 2 weeks before our next meeting?
Obtaining the permit or having all the repairs done? Sir?
Obtain the permit.
Yes, that's possible.
All right, hang on.
Before the foundation work.
We're going to go one at a time, please.
Do we have a plan to execute, like when the neighbors will have relief?
Yes, sir.
When will that be?
We're hoping to, as soon as we get the building permit, we want to go out there and start the repairs.
How long do you think that's going to be?
We were ready to do something next week, but I don't think...
How long do you think it's going to be for you to do the repairs?
About 3 months for the foundation repairs. Yes, sir.
And then what about the exterior and making it not an eyesore and all this other stuff?
I think the worst case, 7 months after that, mm-hmm. but... We want to get it fixed ASAP. Ideally, we would like to start on the cosmetics so it looks nice. But we need to focus.
You need to fix the skeleton first. Yeah.
But if we can, we'll try to do both.
Well, we'd like the property safe. That's an issue right now with the pool. Kerry, do you have a comment?
So in the general reconstruction and fixing this building up, you would normally start with the foundation work, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's get that moving.
Yes,
then.
Sir.
All right.
Any other questions? Okay. We don't have legal here today, so I'm going to recommend no action today, and we'll bring him back on the July 2nd meeting. Okay, moving on to item... Thank you. We're moving on to item 4.4, update from the building official on the status of the property located at 119 East Kingfish. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 5, Lot 11, Block 63, and possible action. Welcome back.
And City Mayor and Council members. Mr. Maldonado emailed us this afternoon letting us know that he is at the hospital and he was not going to be able to attend this meeting. However, he has made some progress on his house. So the exterior of the property is, the stucco finish has been finalized. And the last inspection we performed was the sheetrock inspection on May 8th.
What is left to inspect for CO?
First of all, electrical service, which is meter box and main disconnect to give power to the house. After that, or at the same time, they can do the sewer line, which is the connection to the sewer tap in the street. That would leave us with power and water and sewer. And then all the interior finishes.
Basically, the CO inspection.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Which, for a house that big, may take 3 or 4 months easily.
Well, it's moving. I drove by there today. They have doors up now. It's looks like the windows. Everything's dried in.
Yes, sir.
It's all scaffolding in the back. They're finishing up the stucco. So that's
yes.
That's encouraging. Is there anyone here that wants to speak on behalf of the property? Sir, come on down. Pretty good.
I'm glad.
What's your name?
It's Julian Loredo, and I'm here on behalf of Mr. Maldonado. He informed me to tell you that everything's going as planned. The tile's being worked on. The electrical is being worked on as well. And the sidewalks and the driveway will be worked on as soon as the tile's done because of the trash bin being in the front. I just went to the property.
Yeah.
It looks great. I mean, solid, very solid.
It's coming along. It's made a lot of improvements over the last 12 months, definitely.
Yeah, he has an estimated 3 weeks for the meter. For the
three weeks for the meter to be installed on the electrical.
So that camera in the front is fake?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought, okay.
He works closely with the police department, so
well, that's good. Okay.
Fake works.
any comments from the board? I'm going to recommend no action today.
Well, you don't have an action item, so
yeah.
Possible action. Yes, we do. So,
okay. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for coming. We are adjourned.
You're right, at the end. Cool.